Heisman streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson, Ryan Lavoie, and we are pleased to be joined here at Radio Row by the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, currently at the SEC Network, our good friend, Coach Gene Chizik. Coach, thanks for the time today. How are things?
Good morning, guys. Great. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well, great. Coach. So a lot of Auburn stuff that we want to talk about with you as we gear up for 2019. And much like any football team, we want to start with the quarterback position. Obviously, two young quarterbacks with not a lot of experience. How do you evaluate a quarterback like that as you're heading into the season?
Well, you know, everybody's going to have speculation on which one they think should start. But, you know, let's go back and let's remember. You know, Gus and these guys, they see these guys practice every day. And there's a lot of elements that go into baking this cake. It's not just, you know, who throws the ball better. Right. It's decision making. It's what, you know, which quarterback, you know, has the trust of the locker room. I mean, there's so many factors in there that these guys are able to witness on a daily basis, right? And it can't be, you know, Bo Nix comes in and he's, you know, he's got all these accolades and all these expectations, so he's the guy. I mean, you got Joey Gatewood who's been there and he's been through and seen a lot. And right. You got to remember, now he was a January enrollee when he came in. You know, a year ago. And so he's been there for a while. And so, you know, I don't know who is going to earn that start, but I feel very confident that these guys know what they're looking at and they're going to evaluate this whole thing the right way and put the guy on the field that gives them the best chance to win, and that's the bottom line.
And, of course, Gus Malzahn taking control of the play-calling duties this season. How do you think we'll see the play calling look differently compared to the previous two seasons under Chip Lindsey?
You know, I think a lot of what Chip did was, you know, in Gus's wheelhouse. You know, but calling games is different. It's not, you know, you can have as many plays as you want on the play sheet. Gus is one of the best play callers in college football, and that comes from a knack. It comes from a gut feeling. It comes from getting the flow in a game, you know, and getting a feel for the game. And Gus is the best there is at that. And, you know, so you'll see some differences. You know, look, it's the first time Auburn hadn't had a 1,000-yard rusher in 10 years. Well, this year, if I'm a betting man, they're going to have a 1,000-yard rusher, you know, because Gus is going to go in there and think, and his mindset is going to be, we're going to establish a running game. And, you know, whether it's Booby Whitlow or, you know, Cam Martin or one of the young guys, they're going to run the football, and they're going to make that a priority, because what Gus knows is that in this league, you can call the offense what you want to call it, spread. If you can't run the ball, you have a difficult time winning consistently. So I think you're going to see a little bit different in the play calling, you know, from that regard. But and also the shots down the field. Gus is the best at getting a feel for, you know, where can we take advantage and get a deep ball thrown and try to break the back of the defense. So it'll be interesting.
Coach, obviously you know defense quite well. What makes Kevin Steele such a great defensive coach?
I think, you know, Kevin kind of lives by the mantra of less is more. You know, he knows he's got really good players. And I think that's really, you know, kind of the art of defense is that when you've got really, really good players, let's not try to guru everything up and try to come up and invent what you think is the defense. It'll be in the next, you know, football coach's magazine, right? Let's give these guys a short game plan and let their athletic ability take over. And I think Kevin Steele does that. I think that he lets his athletic ability on defense play out because everything's simple. Defense is a reactionary game. It's see ball, hit ball, right? Well, if I don't know where I'm going, I might see the ball, but I don't even know how to get there, right? Because I'm not sure what you're asking me to do. And I think it's very clear when I watch the film that everybody knows where they're supposed to be, what position they're supposed to be in. Now go make plays. And I think that's why the players love playing for him.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, the players love playing for him. And we see a couple defensive lineman guys that really easily could have gone pro in a Derrick Brown, maybe a Nick Coe. They return. Just how potent can that defensive line be given what successes they had last year and then given Kevin Steele's ability on defense?
Well, they're not going to surprise anybody. Everybody knows it's the best defensive line in the country. And look, you know, you didn't even mention Marlon Davidson. There's number three, right? So you got fast, big, physical guys down there. And when you have that, you've got to give those guys an opportunity to do their thing, right? What that gives Kevin Steele is a great comfort level in the fact that he never has to pressure with five or six guys and leave the secondary exposed. You just need to rush three or four. And most of the time, you got a chance to get there with those guys, right? And there's a lot of comfort in that. But they're not going to take anybody by surprise. So what happens now ultimately is that every offensive line is going to scheme how they're going to block those three dudes. You know, so you can't just sit back and let them get double-teamed. That's where you still have to bring guys. But you don't feel like you have to bring guys and put the secondary in peril, you know, because you're bringing six or seven guys. You don't have to do that. You got three of the best players in the country on the D-line, and Kevin will use them well.
And then to address kind of one of the elephants in the room, or the big elf in the room for Coach Malzahn, obviously the fan base can be a very expecting and very high expectations.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. News to you.
Yeah, right.
But so how much pressure do you think realistically really is on Gus Malzahn, and how do you think that affects him?
I don't think it affects him at all, but I think that they're realistic. Realistically, there's a lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure. That's what comes with that seat. And so that's not news to Gus. That shouldn't be news to anybody that ever sits in that seat before. It was no news to me. I'm sure it was no news to Tommy. And anybody that comes after Gus, that's not news. I mean, you got to win there. And you got Alabama across the state right now. And, you know, they've lost four games in 4 years.
Sure.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Four games in 4 years and two national championships in 4 years to go with it. So what do you think? I mean,
right.
You got to win, you know. But I don't think it affects him. I don't think he goes into the office every day thinking, man, I got to score points or, you know, this isn't going to end well. You go in there, you do what you do, you be who you are. That's what he's going to do. And, look, he's going to give it everything he's got. If his best isn't good enough, so be it. If his best is good enough, then, you know, they'll win enough games and he'll live to see another year. But he doesn't worry about that on a daily basis, I can promise you.
We're talking with the former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Gene Chizik, here on Sports Call. Coach, news in the offseason for Auburn regarding the coaching staff, Kenny Dillingham coming in to be the offensive coordinator for Auburn. As we talked about, Gus Malzahn will take over the play-calling duties. But Cadillac Williams joins the staff as well, coaching the running backs. You like that fit? You think Cadillac can succeed as a running back coach in the SEC?
Well, I love him, and I love what he brings to the table. And to be honest with you, it's really cool to have a young guy that has been there and done it, not just at Auburn, but he's done what every kid dreams of doing, right? Be a first-round draft pick, go to the NFL, live out your dream, and I think he's going to be a tremendous role model for those guys. I think he's going to be tremendous in recruiting when he starts to understand how to recruit in this league. He's a little green right now, right?
Right.
The only thing that can help you is experience, and he'll experience that as time goes on. But he'll be phenomenal for those guys. I think that they'll really, you know, when he walks into the room and he says, this is what we're going to do as running backs, they're going to listen. I mean, he's one of the best of all time, you know, behind probably a Bo Jackson there. So I think he's going to have incredible cachet, and I'm sure that the kids love playing for him.
Coach, one more for you before we let you go. How did Words of Chisdom become a thing on Twitter?
So you read those?
No, absolutely.
It was a couple of years ago. We were kind of messing around, and you know, I was tweeting some things that I feel, things that I believe in,
sure.
Right? And a buddy said, "Well, that's some really good wisdom." And he said, "Well, you know, that's some good chisdom." And they put it on Twitter, and they said, "We're going to do a fan poll,
right?
And let's try to name what some of the." And so somebody put Words of Chisdom, and they were like, that sounds great. Boom. So the guys that were doing some media stuff with me then said, that's what you need to do. So we started calling that probably 2-3 years ago.
Love
and
it.
That's how it happened.
Coach, we really do appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for all your time that you spent as the Auburn football head coach. A lot of great memories, and thanks for chatting with us here today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Gene Chizik joining us on Sports Call.